The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Yud Beis, brings down a brisa, and as we'll see, many Pesachim say that this brisa is in the car to a minig that we have, that many people have a minig to fast on the day of a yartzeit. So the brisa over here says, Omar, if a person says, Hereni shalei oichel basav shalei eshti yayin, ki yem shmeis v'yoviv. If a person says that he's being matzvah the day, that he will not eat basar or not drink wine, like the day of the psir of his father, so then it's chal. The Gemara goes on to say from Shmuel that what this case is the case of the Brice is discussing, not just the day of the psir, but rather that it's talking that he's nader uba me'oisei yayin. In other words, he made a neder that every single yartzeit he will refrain from eating basar or drinking wine on the day of the yartzeit. Now, simply speaking, the lashon of the brisa is shalei oichel basar. He says, "I will not eat meat and I will not drink wine." Now, the Gemara goes on to say that it's talking in a case where he's nader uba, that he's talking a case of he made a neder not to eat meat and not to drink wine. Now, we know that a neder, in order to matzvah from a neder, there has to be an iser chefza. It has to be that the person, when he, his choice of words, to aser, the thing he's trying to aser with a neder, has to be in a manner that's going to express an iser chefza on the thing that he's trying to aser. So it comes out according to this, if we're going to learn that the Gemara, the way the Gemara seems to understand, which is talking about a neder, it has to be that the lashon of the Braisa is somewhat lavdavki. Even though the lashon of the Braisa is that he says, shalai oichel basar, shalai eshli ayin, he discusses himself, and he discusses how he won't eat meat, and he won't drink wine, which is a lashon of Isser Gavra. In other words, he's putting the Isser on himself, and he's forbidding himself from doing certain actions. What we have to say is the Braisa's lavdavka. The Braisa means is referring to an Isser he put on meat, and Isser he put on wine, and Einachanami means that he said, koinim basar, and koinim yayin, and the Gemara is just referring to that, from his perspective, that he said that he won't eat meat and drink wine, which is really the result of this kainim. But you have to say the brayse is lav davka. Now, Shmuel Rozovsky over here, in the Shiurim and Siman Tzadi Gimel, he's oimid that in our nusach of the Gemara, we could say like we're saying. In our nusach, we could say that even though the brayse says, shalai eichel basav, shalai eshte yayin, the brayse is lav davka, and the brayse really means to say that he made a koinim. He asked Basar and Yayin with a koinim. However, he brings down the Lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam's in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey. The Rambam, when he discusses the case of the Braisa, he's discussing a case of Tainus Mamash. And I was saying that he's makabel upon himself to fast. So Shmuel Zovsky's Oymid, that fasting is not a fasting is nothing to do with being ushering food. It's certainly not an iser chefta. A fast is an iser gavra. He accepts upon himself to spend this day fasting. So Shmuel Zovsky's oimid that how could you say that the Brice is talking about iser gavra, that he asks himself from doing something, hatfasa being matvis, you can only be matvis where there's an iser chefta. Hatfasa requires an iser chefta. That's the shayla Shmuel asks on the kasher Shmuel asks on the Rambam. So to answer this question, Shmuel Rozovsky offers two mahalchim. One of the mahalchim he says is that he learns up in the Rambam that the Rambam is learning that you're not being matzvist in the chiyuv to fast, but rather where you're being matzvist is in the yom. In other words, this day is a day of a tainus. A day yom shemeis bayov, the day of the yartzeit is a day of a tainus, and the person is being matzvist this day to that day. So that, Shmuel Rozovsky suggests, that would work. And he's medayik in Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says, Shrei hitzvis yoyim zeh ki yoyim sha'asur bai. It's mashmah that tfas is happening in the day. That is one mahalach Shmuel Rozovsky offers to suggest explain the Rambam. Now, I have to say, I really do not understand Shmuel Rozovsky's mahalach, because really, what is time? Time is not a chefza. Time is just the medium within which the world exists. It exists within time. And a day, a yom, is merely a measurement of time. It's an amount of time. So therefore, since time is not a chefza, time is not something that exists independently. Rather, it's just it's just a medium in which the world exists. So therefore, a piece of time, or measurement of time of a day, is not a chefta either. So how could a person possibly matvis this day to that day, and how does it work? How is that considered being matvis in the chefta? So I do not understand that malach of Shmuel Rozovsky. But Shmuel Rozovsky has another malach that the Rambam over here is going to Shitasai. In other words, there's a machlekes between the Ran in the Sechel Shuas. The Ran is in Daf Chesam Beis and the Dape Rif. That the Ran speaks out that if a person that is by a Shvua, Hatzvasa does not help it at all. For example, let's say a person says about a loaf of bread, Shvua Shloi Eichel Kikar Zeh. And then he takes a different loaf of bread and says that this Kikar should be also like this Kikar. So the Ran speaks out that is not a Shvua at all. And because the Shua does not apply to Cheft at all. However, the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Shua's Perek Beis Halacha Tes is that although it's mavur from the Gemara that you cannot be matvis by a Shua, Hatzvasa doesn't help to say this kikar is like that kikar, but the Rambam learns that that's only going regarding a carbon or malchus. That's where we say that you can't be matvis from one kikar to another kikar. However, Gabi and Isser, that Hatzfasa will help, and therefore he learns up in the Rambam could learn in our Brisa when it's talking about being matvis from today v'tainis. The Rambam is learning not Lagabi. It's true that it won't work. Such Hatzfasa will not work if it pertains to a carbon and it pertains to malchus. But since there's an Isser, the Brisa is discussing that Isser. That's the Mahalach Rav Shmuel Zovsky suggests to answer the Rambam in our sugya. As we alluded to earlier, many people have a minig to fast on the day of a yartzeit, and really Ramah brings down in Yardei Simin Shinayin Vav Siv Dalet that it's a mitzvah to fast on the day that his father or his mother was nifter. So many places can bring down, and the makar to this minig is our brisa here on Nedarim Daf Yud Beis, that even though we don't find the chiyuv to fast, but it, from the fact that the Brisa discusses fasting on the yartzeit and matzvus on the fast of the yartzeit, we see from here that this hanhaga of fasting of yartzeit was very prevalent even in the days of the Tanoim. So therefore, even though there's no Gemara that discusses it lehedya, but just by virtue of the fact that Brisa brings this case, we see that's the way people would act. And therefore, since it's an old minig, it comes from the days of Tanoim, therefore it's proper, like we said from the Ramah, there's a mitzvah to fast on the day of Yartzeit. And the Bach brings down to Rekeach, he says that this is the Makar, our Gemara is the Makar to fast on the Yartzeit, and the Sefer Taras Chaim also says, they all say this thing, that the Makar for fasting on the Yartzeit comes from our Gemara, that you see people used to fast. And Rav Akiva Eger, in Yardeya Simon Tov Beis, if Yud Beis, brings this Taras Chaim, and he points out that according to the Taras Chaim, that the Makar is from our Brisa, it should come out that there's also mitzvah to fast on the Yom Shemes Bayaboy. On the day of his Rebbe's Yartzeit, there should also be a mitzvah to fast. Now what he means to say is that our Brisa that says, Ki Yom Shemes Bayaboy, it also concludes Kiyom Shemes by Rabbi. So just like on the day that his father was Nifter, in other words, the Yartzeit of his father, there's this Inyan to fast, who is in, there should be an Inyan to fast on the day that his Rebbe was Nifter. And Be'emes, the Shalah, in the Sechus Tainis, and Avon HaVaidah, brings down that it's a minig yafa, it's a proper minig, that a person should be fast on the day that his Rebbe Mufik was Nifter. Now the Shalah does not bring our Gemara's Makar, he just says that it's a proper minig. So Liyab over there in Simin Tov Kuv Samaches, if you base, is Meir on the Shalah, that the reason for a Yartzeit, the fast of a Yartzeit, is because of Reya Mazle. That there's apparently a diminished mazel a person has the fact that we see his father was Nifta on this day, so that means his father has a diminished mazel that extends to the son, that this day is the son also has a diminished mazel, and therefore he should fast to protect him. So he says, Eliyahu says, that this only applies to father and a son who are under the same mazel. But a father, but a Talmud and a Rebbe Where do we see that they have any shaykhs, their mazal has any shaykhs to each other? It's true, he taught him a lot of Torah, but we don't see that there's any shaykhs and mazalas effect between a Rav and a Talmud. So that's why he's mefakvik on this shalah, and the truth is he says that it's true a person should fast on the actual day the Rav is an iftar, but as far as the yartzei goes, he argues on the shalah and he says a person, there's no inyan to fast on the day that his Rav Mufuk was niftar. Now, I just want to point out that we said that according to the Paiskim that learn that our Gemara is a Makar for the Tanis of the Yartzei, so it comes out that that it's Mukhach from the Braisa that the reason of the Yartzei is not just, like the Rabbi is saying, because there's a diminished Mazel, it's Reya Mazlei. But rather, there's another reason. You see that the reason is the Inyan of Kavod, in addition to this Inyan of Reya Mazlei. Because the Braisa over here, when it mentions these things that a person is prone to fasting, it says other Inyanim that have nothing to do with Mazel. Besides the Rebbe, it says, Kiyayim Sha'isi Yishlaim B'Kharbana. So what the Gemara means to say, Pshuta, the Braisa is trying to say, is that any day when that a person is strongly has an intense emotional reaction to the events of that day, by fasting and perpetually fasting on that day, the person is demonstrating that what happened, the event of this day, was affected him emotionally, which is an inyan of showing kavod to that thing. So that's why we have Yerushalayim, we have the day of Yartzei. That's the reason to fast. So it comes out that's very, very mistaver, that's what the Shlach means when he says that there's a mitzvah to fast the day of this Rav Muvuk was Nifter. And really the Shlach, he speaks out that it's a kol shekein. Fasting the day Yartzei Rebbe is a kol shekein of the date of the inyan of fasting on the day of the Yartzei of a father or mother. And he says, because a person's chayiv more in the covet of the Rav than he's chayiv in the covet kibbut of the aim. So as far as covet is concerned, the taka would be an inyan to fast on the day of the Yartzei. And the Shabura, over there in Sivan Topkuf Samaches and Sivkot and Menvav, he brings down the shalah that it's a minik toiv to fast on the day of the Yartzei of his Rebbe Mufak. And the Chal, he says, Mishabura does not bring it all to this thing that we're saying from the Rabbah. There's a pickbook on the Shalah. He just brings down the Shalah, Lalach L'maisa, that it's a proper anhaga to fast on the day of the Yartzeit of his Rebbe Mufak.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.